Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to this episode of How to Overcome These Negative Thoughts that we talked about. We continue with our series on self-doubt, how to kick self-doubt and start believing in yourself today. So it is very possible to train our minds to overcome and think negative thoughts around. We can overcome this. So let's take a dive today into looking at some strategies for you to turn negative thoughts into positive thoughts, or to at least stop the negative thoughts faster when they start. This is something that I have had to go through very hard. And when I say hard, I have gone hard on starting, I believe it was in 2019, where I was like, I have got to stop this negativity and I've got to allow it to stop coming in my mind, because studying the law of attraction and studying the universal laws, you will learn that there is an opposite of everything. So you have love, you have hate, you have sowing, you have reaping. There's an opposite of everything. And maybe one day I will go through these magnificent laws that is here on our planet, on our universe, that when we start studying them and we start applying some of them to our lives, we realize the effect it has on us. And so I want you to remember that there is also that whatever you put out, you attract. And if you're going to put out negative words, you're probably going to attract negative things back coming to you. Words are powerful. We've all probably heard that before, that words are powerful. And it's true. They carry a lot of weight. So let's dive into these nine strategies that could help us to continue or to become better overcoming negative thoughts, and also what we speak, what we allow to come out of our mouths. The number one thing, these are whatever order, ask yourself whether you're being too serious. Ask whether you're being too serious. Sometimes it's easier to take something seriously when it shouldn't be. Have you ever looked back that someone said something to you, or you thought something or a situation happened and you took it so seriously, and then maybe you couldn't sleep at night? And I'm saying this because I've been through it. Maybe you couldn't sleep at night. You're tossing and turning. You were like, you took this so seriously. You took it personally. You took it to heart. And whoever it is that may have said it to you, that person is probably snoring in their bed. They're probably sleeping, having a good night's sleep. And here you are up, tossing and turning because you just took what they said the wrong way, and you thought about it overnight, and you may have gotten a little bit of sleep, and you woke up, and then a couple of days later on, you realize, I don't know why I took this so seriously. Or then maybe you thought that the person just really meant bad, or you just took it in a negative way. And then maybe the next day, the person texts you and said something great to you, and may say, you know, they may have texted, I love you, you know, have a wonderful day. And you're thinking, I must have misunderstood them. Does it really matter if you slipped and fell when you were trying to sit in your seat at work, for an example? Does it really matter that you put on the wrong shoes?
I know, I remember years ago when I had the same pair of shoes, one was black and one was blue. And here I am just walking into the office and I look down and lo and behold, I have a black pair of shoe and a blue pair of shoe. I mean, sorry, one side, my left side is blue and my right side is black. And I looked down and it was like, oh my gosh, I was going to turn around and drive 30 minutes to go, get the right pair for the shoes. No, absolutely not. I wore it that whole day. Does it really matter that much if you pronounce a word wrong? I know I did an episode on this podcast and I talked about being authentic and embracing yourself. And that, yes, of course, I want my podcast to be nice and smooth and I want people to understand every word that I'm speaking. But I also said that I wasn't going to, if I make a mistake, I will say, excuse me. And then I will perfect my podcast. Don't hyper-focus on one mistake or one bad day. It's just one thing. Life is so much bigger than that. Number two, change the focus. When you encounter a negative situation, try immediately, and I've been putting this in practice, try immediately to turn it into something positive by focusing on what you can learn about the situation. Always look at yourself first. That's one thing I've learned this year in 2020. Always look at myself first. When I'm not feeling that positive energy, when I'm not feeling good, when I'm not happy, when I'm feeling gloomy, when I'm saying, Sonia, check yourself, what's going on? Even if all you learn is that you don't want to do that again, that is a positive thing. Sometimes we take little things and we make it into such big situations and it shouldn't be that way. Number three, don't make decisions bigger than they are. Many people are plagued. They are plagued with self-doubt. And that self-doubt tend to allow them to have trouble making decisions. It blurs your decision making because of that self-doubt. Even if it's just what you wear, what you eat, what you buy. Sometimes we turn these situations bigger than what they really are. When we are making decisions, we need to ask ourselves whether this is going to be, if this is going to matter in a month, in a 6 month, next year, even 5 years from now. Most of the times that I hear people get into arguments and then they'll talk about it, maybe like the next day and say, what were we arguing about again? That way, you will be able to determine whether this is a serious situation you need to spend more time on, or if you need to just make a choice and either get on with it or not. So don't make decisions bigger than what they really are. Number four, exercise. And I'm telling you, I hired a personal trainer. We started in January. It may have been the beginning of February. Of course, you know, the pandemic happened, so we couldn't continue. I mean, he does virtual now today. And I'm just not comfortable going back into the gym just yet. But when it comes down to it, most of us have a lot of extra energy, adrenaline, that needs to be burnt off. And sometimes we may say, oh, no, I don't. And some people realize this, and that's why they get it moving. But it doesn't matter if you have a lot of energy or extra energy, just a walk outside. And don't count like, oh, I'm going to make two rounds, or I'm going to walk a mile or 2 miles. Just start walking. And if you feel tired, turn back around and just head back in the direction you came from. Don't make it so difficult. Whenever you start experiencing negative thoughts, instead of letting yourself do it or you just get into the negative thought, go get some exercise. Start running around. Start jumping. Many times I'll jump up and down and I'll say, yes, 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 yes. And that makes me feel so good. Go to the gym if you have to. Be safe because we're in a pandemic. Go for a run. Go for a walk again. Do a bike ride. Jump a rope. Go swimming if you have the availability for you to be in a swimming pool. Anything that you can do to help you to not just sit and think about or have these negative thoughts. Number five, most people, you're thinking most people don't care. And that is absolutely not true. The truth is, even if you say the wrong thing, if you dread or address what you are thinking in the wrong way about something, about an event that you feel embarrassed about, most people don't care that much. You may feel like a heel. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, did I say this? Did I address this the wrong way? Was my attitude wrong? Did I speak too loud? Was I laughing too hard? Whatever it is. Oh, I don't think they like me. Or this person doesn't care. If you can develop the ability to laugh at many situations, and I have a friend, she laughs at everything. That's even better. I promise you that's even better. Most people really don't have the time to think about your bad choices, really and truly. Sometimes we stress over things that just doesn't matter. Especially if whatever you did, it doesn't affect them. And it may be that they saw it and you were embarrassed and then the thought just left the person. But here you are thinking, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number six, realize when it's really fear. And I believe, and I say this, it's everyone, a lot of people use this, fear is false evidence appearing real. So you need to realize when it's really fear. Sometimes negativity will appear or poke its head in your life when you're doing something a little bit uncomfortable or pushing your comfort zone a bit. For example, when I was deciding to launch this podcast, or when I got it in my spirit to launch this podcast, I had been journaling and just writing a lot of stuff, and I got it in my spirit. And I know the Most High told me that as you start helping women to raise spiritual awareness, to activate their gifts to prophets, where you're going to be helping, coaching them because of the things that you've been through, the bankruptcy and the divorce and the losing the career, and traveling, coming from a little country named St. Lucia or Santa Lucia, being raised by a single mom that had 12 children, all of these different things. And I asked, my question was like, well, how am I going to advertise? Like, I do videos online and I do social media. He told me podcasts. And also that's how the name came to me as well. But guess what? I was afraid because I was thinking, oh my gosh, who's going to listen to my podcast? When I start advertising this on Facebook, you know, are people going to listen? And I had to talk myself out of it. And I had to say, no, this is going to be great. This podcast is going to reach the world globally. And first, I'm going to start with my family. And I know a lot of times we hear that your family doesn't support you. But I wasn't going to let that negative talk or that saying stop me from advertising and telling my family, hey, I launched a podcast. Because lo and behold, when my podcast just goes viral and I have over 100,000 listeners, then I don't want my family to come back and say, well, you didn't tell me about my podcast. So I gave them the opportunity, and who knows, maybe I'll teach them how to do a podcast if one of them wants to do a podcast one day, or if all of them want to do a podcast, or if my friends want to do a podcast. So yes, I was a little uncomfortable because, you know, this is not my comfort zone, but I said, you know what, Sonia, it came to you, and so you need to do it. So there is a quote. It says, "Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear." Everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. If you can remind yourself of this quote when you are experiencing negative thoughts associated with fear, you can overcome it immediately. Just remember, everything you ever wanted is on the other side of fear. You can look that quote up online. I believe it's by George Adair, A-D-D-A-I-R. So try to remember that. Number 7, replace negativity in your life. There's something that I've learned to do. The minute I have something that is not positive that's in my mind, I say, "Sonia, you're better than this. You're better than this. You're better than this. You are better than this." And sometimes I might say, "All is well. This is not me. Think positive." And I talk to myself like that. So whether it's people, places, or things, it's time to rid your life of negativity anytime you can. Throughout the day, through the night, in your home, speaking with friends. Sometimes negative people attract negative people. And it is so true. It's toxic. I've had to learn that. I used to be negative. Very negative. Then I'll do positive. Then I'll do negative. But it is possible to always shine light on something that is just not exactly how it or you and I think it should be. If you want to be more positive, try to find new friends if the friends you have right now are negative friends. Try to find new activities if the activities that you are participating in right now is negative towards your life, to your future, what you want, the things you believe in, and things that make you happy and feel positive. My job for myself every single day, ever since I started studying the law of attraction, is for me to find myself in a happy place every single day, no exception. Because the Most High, my God, created me to be happy. And I believe when He created me, He was happy. And I believe He wants me to be happy. Because when I'm happy, I can think clearly. I can do so many things that I would have probably thought that I couldn't do. So whatever it takes, find it in your heart, find it somewhere in the space in the day to be happy. Number 8, stop thinking about it. Just try to stop thinking about it. We're talking about negative thoughts. Sometimes negative thoughts can ruin the experience you're living. It's better to try to shelf that negative thoughts during the experience and try to really live in the moment. And that's why I said, when it comes up to me, like in my mind, if there's something negative, I just start saying immediately. I try to overcome it with some type of a positive. "Sonia, you're better than this. That's not you." Being in the present enables you and I to truly realize that this thing isn't negative at all. Or not as much as our mind is telling us. When we look back, we will likely be able to pick out a lot more positivity in our lives than negative. And last but not least, talk to someone. Make sure that the people that you're talking to every single day at work, on the phone, hanging out, that they are positive people. and make sure that you're not talking or hanging out with anyone that doesn't make you feel good. If they make you feel bad, you should not be hanging around or talking to those individuals. Sometimes it helps to ask someone as well in a situation if you're overreacting, especially if you can find someone who understands how you're trying to change your life and get over self-doubt. Find that individual. You may also think about finding a professional. It depends on where you are as far as self-doubt and being positive. If you're finding that you're really negative, you need to get some books and probably start reading some books. Find a life coach. Find a friend that is positive. Even someone from maybe a support group. But make sure those individuals that you're hanging out with, that they are positive individuals. And that they're pouring into your lives. So beautiful souls, I want to do something for you today. I put on my website a free download of some of my daily affirmations. I couldn't put all of them out there because I have a lot of affirmations that I use that sometimes I just say them because I've been reading them so much and I've been listening to them so much that they're just automatically, they just come off my tongue when my mind is going in a negative direction or thinking something negative. So if you would like a free download of my daily affirmations, you can go to www.lightpurposeacademy.com. That's www.lightpurposeacademy.com. If you scroll down, you will see the daily affirmations and it's absolutely free and you can go ahead and download and start using those. And if that's not going to work for you, you can go online and you can Google positive affirmations or happy affirmations or gratitude affirmations. And then you can make your own list of affirmations that you can start speaking on a daily basis for you to become more of a positive person, to be a positive influence on others around you. We'll see you guys in the next episode. Here is sending you love and light. Thanks for joining us this week on Lighting
Your Soul Podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonia G. Jennings and at SoniaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.